Number three, set the metronome to disappear for progressively longer periods of time. And what he means here is like you do two, like one beat on, one beat off, two beats on, two beats off, four beats on, four beats off. I used to do this a lot. I really like this exercise. Another way to do it is using this app, which they didn't have at the time of his writing this book, I'm sure, where it's a random mute feature. So I'm going to demonstrate both strategies. So I'm going to set the metronome to 40 beats a minute and the random mute to 50%. All right, and then I'm going to have it be a gradual mute over 2 minutes. In other words, it's going to start out at 40, and then 2 minutes later, it'll be 50, only 50% of those. The other thing is, right now I'm looking at the clock, but then the visual will go off on my phone. I'll only have my ears. Hear any muting yet? Let me just check. Oh, okay. It just wasn't. I didn't give it enough time. So I'm gonna start that again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Still haven't heard any muting yet, but I'm sure it's coming. Still haven't heard much muting. So that's just not, it's just not hard enough. I don't mean to be egotistical. It's just, that's just too easy for me. But it might not be easy for you to do it on 50. I mean, what would it be like if I did it all the way at 75% or even 80%? All right, so now that I open up my big mouth, I'm going to do it gradual mute to 80% over 2 minutes. Here we go. 3... Thank you. So this is very interesting. You know, I mean, that might have sounded pretty good to you, but to me, it shows that I'm still rushing a little. Like, I would flam a couple times. Towards the end, when it got more spacious, when I heard the click, it was always behind where I was, which means that I'm rushing a little. And that's very interesting. Now, one of the things it says on here, it says if you can do 8 on and 8 off, 8 beats on and 8 beats off at 40 beats a minute, you're doing very well. I'm pretty sure I've already done stuff like that, but I'm going to do it again right now. So all that happens is on this app, I set it to rest. And then it'll be silent for 4 beats. Right now I'm looking at the phone, but now the phone's thing is going to fade off. There it starts to go. So I got 2 beats. I mean, 2 bars on, if you will, like 8 beats on. Oh, wait, let me turn the gradual mute off. I'm sorry, 1 second. Turn the gradual mute off. I mean, the muting at all. Off. So here we got 2 bars on. 2, 3. Again, and then 2 bars off. Right now I'm looking at it, but pretty soon it'll fade and I won't be able to look at it. So there goes the phone. Rushing it. That's bad. One more time. Still rushing it. This is interesting. It again. That is so frustrating. Gonna try again. That was a little better. I was almost right. Rushing. Still. Still rushing after all these years. So what would it be like if I did a 12-bar blues where the metronome was clicking 8 bars on and 8 bars off. So it would be like, so here we go. Right now I'm looking at the phone. I'm going to come in with it. Dragging a little. It's interesting. I was dragging. I'm dragging. So like that's very interesting. I was rushing during the single note thing, but then give me a blues to play and I'm dragging. I think it's because you know there's thought. I'm thinking about harmonic things and melodic things I'm doing, and it's distracting me from the rhythmic thing. But the rhythm's got to come first always. So, but even so, I'd rather drag a little than rush. I don't know.